Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic. Australia's medical regulator has approved the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine to be used in Australia. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says the vaccine is safe and efficient according to their standards. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says this is an important step for the country.
And so we remain within the guardrails of the time frame that we set a few weeks ago, but obviously that is going to continue to come under challenge for events and circumstances that exist well beyond our shores.
Vaccination could begin in late February. Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy says the start of vaccination will be challenging.
The preparation that is going on for this vaccination journey is huge. We intend to get it right. We've got major logistics issues vaccinating 26 million people.
The first coronavirus case in Australia was recorded 1 year ago today. A man in his 50s in Victoria was the first patient. Victoria and Queensland have not recorded new COVID-19 cases today. It has been 19 days since the last case in Victoria and 14 days since the last case in Queensland. There are still cases in hotel quarantine. It is not known how many are connected to the Tennis Grand Slam Australian Open. Health experts want the Australian government to make new laws to stop fake information about coronavirus and vaccines. Health group Reset Australia wrote a letter to Parliament suggesting big companies keep a list of the most popular COVID-19 information on social media. The group's director, Chris Cooper, says the list will help find where fake information comes from.
The live list would provide public health officials, academics, and journalists with essentially a list of the most trending COVID-related URLs, because that's where people are linking most out to misinformation, so they can see in which broad communities it's most going viral so that they can target their public health communication.
Researchers say more needs to be done to stop Indigenous Australians dying from smoking. The number of Indigenous Australians dying from smoking is almost two times bigger than generally thought. 50% of deaths among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults aged 45 years and over are due to smoking. 37% of deaths among Indigenous Australians of any age are due to smoking. Professor Ray Lovett says the work done by local Indigenous health groups has been effective, but there needs to be more.
What we've found in this study reinforces that really good work that the community is already doing, but we need to redouble our efforts, refocus, and sort of go at it harder again, because we now know that it does a lot more damage than we first thought.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping, but only if there are no other conditions. China and Australia have had problems with trade in recent months. This has affected wine and barley industries and lobster, beef, cotton and timber imports. Mr. Morrison said that he will also speak to former Prime Ministers John Howard and Kevin Rudd. Matilda's defender Ellie Carpenter says she is honoured to be named the Asian Football Confederation's Best Women's Player of 2020. She is the youngest player to receive the award. Ms. Carpenter says she is proud to represent Australia and Asia on the world stage. I'm Sophia Petrovic. This is SBS News in Easy English.